And in terms of treating the frogs, you know, a lot of kids will move them, they'll go looking for them, or they'll bring them home as pets for a while. Do you see a problem in that, or do you think that that's okay?
It makes me kind of squeamish.
Okay.
Yes. I'm like... And they use them in carnivals and stuff, and I'm like... And we aren't aware when they're doing it, because it's like the Catholic Church, we're Episcopalian. Mm-hmm. And my relatives will come home and go, I got, look how many frogs I got. Like, oh, God. Well, I hope you take good care of it and abuse it.
Right.
You know, because any frog, I feel respect for, but mainly it pertains to the legend, the reverence we have for them, I think.
Okay. And do you think that the local people have a responsibility to care for the frogs that occur locally?
Yes, most certainly. But I see that as scientifically significant because from what I've read, I know that the health of the frogs in any locale can show the health of the whole environment in that locale.
Right.
And it's one of the first signs that there could be something wrong. And so I think it's important that we pay attention to what's going on with that frog population.
Right. And do you think the Kiksuddy would be impacted culturally if frogs died off or failed to occur nearby?
I think we would notice it, and yes, I think it would impact the Kiksuddy. We would be very leery about what's going on. Why is this happening? You know, mm-hmm. Because it is our symbol, and yes. I think it would impact our culture because of the significance. Not only knowing the scientific value of the frog, but the cultural value of what that frog symbolizes as a keeper of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.